You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Ed Dawson, Managing Director of Prospects Energy. PXEN is the ticker. Ed, thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me on.
It's all good. Listen, you released half your report last week. And it's always good to look back at what's been achieved and also a chance to look forward to what we hope to achieve. But it's hard to predict the future, as we know now from COVID. No one saw that coming, or the market didn't, even though the market's supposed to price everything in. So first and foremost, before we get into it, a 10-30-second summary of what Prospect Energy is all about, please, if you could.
Yeah, Prospect Energy is an AIM investment company. We have projects that are gas in three countries. We have some production in Romania, project that is waiting final permitting in Italy, and in Spain we have two projects there. One, Tesorillo, which is a re-entry possibly into a 1950s well that produced gas to the surface. It looks like a bypass gas field. Potentially huge, 800 BCF. But we also, at the start of the year, the local company did a deal to buy a power station near Seville. The power station consumes gas and from its own gas fields, and there's lots of follow-on opportunity there. So diversified portfolio, gas exposure, but going full cycle from exploration to production to generation of electricity as well.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's talk about, because we were just looking at your valuation here. It's, you took more, 1.5 million market cap. So, the potential upside is big, and you could argue that what's the downside here? But so let's talk about, first and foremost, maybe, looking forward, milestone-wise, what news are you expecting? What have you given guidance to the market? What's next in development of these assets?
Yeah. Well, the Italian asset, Selva, is waiting for final environmental ministry approval in Italy. To date, it's had all the local approvals, and it has all the technical approvals from an environmental ministry and stuff like that. And our partners there, the operator, is guiding final approval for the fourth quarter of this year. What does that mean? That means if it comes in, production sometime first half of next year. And we expect it to come on up to a rate of up to 150 standard cubic meters a day. And again, that will, depending on gas price at the time, equate to 1.5 million to 2 million of euros net to us on an annualized basis. So, you know, we start generating some serious cash from that.
I'm sorry, when do you think that'll be? Because you said you're waiting for the sign-off. So do you have any idea when the sign-off will happen?
Well, we have 1/6 of the project. We're not the operator. The operator is guiding fourth quarter this year.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. And as far as funding there, you say you will need the fund, but this won't be equity funded. Is that right?
Well, the capital cost of the project is around 2.5 million euros, which, again, if you model out the reserves, it's somewhere maybe 3-4%, depending on prices, of the whole of the capital. You know, your capital expenditure at the start of the project is very low in terms of total cash generated. So it's very low risk, and obviously, so therefore, it's the sort of thing that the industry would fund. It wouldn't necessarily, you know, go to look for outside equity for that. So that's good.
Your share of that is what? It's around about 400,000, is it, euro?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Marvellous. Yeah. Okay, so that's happening. So let's move on to Spain. Let's go across Europe a bit there. So what's happening in Spain and what's coming up there?
In Spain, obviously, we announced the deal in February. Transaction is subject to approval, government approval in Madrid. That has continued to progress even with COVID, and you know, to date we've crossed all the hurdles required to do that, and we would anticipate again maybe in the next quarter that finally happening. So then we get control of this power station. The power station is running at 22% capacity. In time, we would like to increase that by drilling up one of 11 very low risk prospects, which are all in the valley, just, you know, going east west near Seville in Spain. So again, that would be low cost drilling, low risk, and means we could, you know, step up cash to cash generation for the business. That'd be great.
Yeah. And of course, you mentioned Romania there. So take us through what's happening there at the moment.
Romania, we have one well producing there. It's a steady away. Actually, it's producing more in the first 6 months than it did on a per day basis than last year. So that's good. So Romania's steady away.
Yeah. Okay. And so. Essentially, the near or mid to near term to mid term, I suppose, near term is obviously in Italy, Selva, and so you're saying essentially that could be generating close to your entire valuation in year in revenue. Is that right?
Yes, I can see how that happens quite easily. Yeah.
Oh.
But there again, I hope the market cap doesn't stay this low for long. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. Marv said, and so you mentioned COVID there. Have you been affected, or is things pretty much, you know, you're operating on email pretty much, and it's all okay?
We're working a lot better than I'd hoped. Obviously, we've projects in Italy and in Spain. We installed some stuff in the field in Italy, so, you know, you can get access to the field. You know, civil servants are working from home. Likewise in Spain, once we got the civil servants' mobile phones, you know, that was great because, you know, they've continued to work from home. You know, the technicians there were positive about the project and, you know, they're keen to get it moving forward, so they've been helpful, yeah.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, Ed. Well, if someone's listening right now, likes the sound of the progress you're making here and the milestones coming up, but are not yet following the story, given those three reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add Prospects Energy to their watch list, please.
Well, I clearly like the sector, but I think it's important to recognise that we are solely gas. which is the sort of transition fuel in Europe. And I think the market and individuals are becoming increasingly aware of that. So I think we are in a good sort of sector, as opposed to a sector that could be discounted for what it's doing. We're clearly diversified with a number of projects, but also importantly, each of the individual projects have, you know, follow-on opportunities behind them. And as you alluded to, Justin, we are trading at a big discount to our balance sheet of £6 million. And I think there are a number of opportunities for a re-rating to come forward in the coming months.
Excellent stuff. Ed, good to chat to you. Hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Well, thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.